Welcome to the show, Trey Byers, also known as Andre Lyon from the Fox hit TV show Empire. You play Andre on the show, one of the brothers that's going for daddy's empire. And you are handling your business. You are a phenomenal actor.
Thank you.
Everybody is talking about this show. How does it feel to be a Christian and to be on this show that touches on so many controversial topics?
You know what? It feels great, actually. You know, this is divine. It's certainly of God. And I've recognized that from the beginning. From the way that I was even cast, you know, it was from a gift from God.
How did that happen?
Well, you know what? It was my last, we were testing. And generally, when you test for network, you go into a room and a bunch of network executives behind a table watching you and deciding, will this person be, you know, whomever the character is? And there's maybe two or three of you there. So at this point, we were recording for the network executives. They weren't in the room. So I went in and I did my piece with about three other guys. So there were four of us that day. And I went into the room to audition, to tape my audition for the network executives, and I did it. I felt terrible about it. I just talked to Lee before I went in to, you know, to the audition, and he was giving me all these notes, and I'm like, I want to do my thing, Lee, you know what I mean? But can't say that. I just got to, you know, take it all in. I went upstairs. Terrible audition, but I was convicted, and I knew. I walked out. I'm not getting this part, and I go home. I get a call, I think it was the next day, telling me, we need to see you again. We saw the auditions, and when it came to yours, the volume cut out. But we were so convicted with what you were doing with your face, and we saw you in your emotions, that we had to call you back. We don't know what you said. And my lines was where I was messing up, you know, and I'm like, look at God. I went back and I was testing with one other person. They had dropped the other two.
Mm-hmm.
God bless them. Hopefully they have great career.
Bless them. Mm-hmm.
Bless
Hallelujah.
Them. I was in there with Malik Yoba, who was testing for Vernon. I walked in. It was my time to go in. I felt the angels on my side, one on my right shoulder, one on my left. I felt fortified and grounded. Went in there, smashed it. Got the part.
That is divine. Mm-hmm.
Only
Absolutely.
God
can Only work God things
can
out
that,
like that.
I felt, based on that audition alone, I wouldn't have got that part.
But look at God, yes, because
volume.
That was meant to be, and that's how he works in ways we never imagined.
Yes.
I love this because he gets the glory in this.
Absolutely.
And this is what
There's
it,
no
it's
way
amazing.
For me to take credit. There's no way for me to say, look at what I did. I did that. Mm. You know what I mean? At all. And the year before that, 2013, it was a valley experience. You know what I mean? Such
look
a rough
that.
Year of no, I went to Yale. I got out of Yale. I was working immediately.
Mm-hmm.
In 2013, everything stopped. I did not work for a whole year. Life was crumbling. I'm in Los Angeles. You know, I'm running out of money. I got to go back to Kansas City, where I'm originally
yes.
from, with my family, because how am I going to keep this up? You know, and I had a moment of yielding to God and saying, you know, I love the Lord. Am I doing what I want to do? Or am I doing, you know what I mean, what God wants me to do? So I had to ask him, Lord, what is this where you want me? Because I'd rather be where you want me.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Than be where I want to be, chasing these dreams, and that's not where you want me.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want me to be a preacher? What do you want me to do? I yield it to you. I submit it to you. I did that in October. So a couple of months of back and forth struggle in my spirit, but staying fortified, staying grounded, and coming back to faith. I was reading Matthew 6. That was my go-to.
Wow.
Psalms 118 was my go-to.
Look
you
at
know,
you.
The stone that the builders refuse will become the headstone of the
Standing
corner.
On
this
his
is the
word.
Lord's doing.
Mm.
And it is marvelous. Eventually, Empire came as I was running out of money. Maybe it was a week after they cut my unemployment off. I got in.
Hush. What?
But when they cut my unemployment, I'm just giving you the whole thing.
We want to hear
when
this, how good God is.
When they cut my unemployment, I was in a clothing store with my sister. I just said, praise God. Hallelujah. Struggle is over. I didn't say, oh no, what am I going to do? I knew that it was the time for God to make a way with something. The next week, Empire. I got done with Empire after I filmed the pilot, and I was going to the upfronts. We had just been picked up for Empire.
Mm-hmm.
The day before I went to the upfronts, Ava DuVernay called me. I got a role in Selma. You know what I mean? And, you know, as it turns out, Selma opened the week that Empire opened, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
to the public. And just a, you know, two punch, you know,
a
from
double
God
blessing
saying,
from
at,
God.
Look at what I can
because
do.
You still praise him in the midst of it.
Amen.
You stood on that faith. And that's when he hears our praise even more, when things are not going good.
Yes, ma'am.
According to us. But he is an on-time God.
Right.
I mean, look at that
All
perfect
right.
time and running out of unemployment. You didn't give up. And I love that. But I do hear some Christians say, oh, I'm not watching that show. Well, I watch it. Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
And when I watch shows such as Empire and even other shows as a minister, always mm-hmm. looking for that sermon, I have to know where people are. If everybody is watching this show, I need to see what's in this show, what people are looking at, what people are hearing. I need to know these things as a minister. So what do you say to Christians that may point their finger at you like, how could you as a Christian, how could you be a part of such a controversial TV show? show.
As an actor, I have no problem. I'll play the devil. I will. But if I play the devil, he must be the worst version that you've ever seen. But he must be defeated so that you can know that the strongest darkness can be defeated by the strongest light, which exists. They're both in our world. But what do we yield to? What do we listen to? What do we give ear to? I'd rather listen to what God says about me than what man and under the influence of the enemy. That goes for our characters. And it's just the perfect platform to speak about whatever it is that we're going through, whether it's homophobia, it shows as an example, or bipolar disorder, or dysfunction in the family, or money, or how things can cloud our world and our minds. And
that's real stuff.
It's real stuff. Mm-hmm. So all these people who are, you know, who are out there speaking negative about, well, it shows us in a bad light as black people or culturally. You have to give the show a chance, and you have to look at it with spiritual eyes. You can't look at it from your own human eyes, because it's so easy to get caught up in the personalities that are there. But, you know, it's up to us to look at this show and peel back the layers and say, what is this? It's on TV. It's going to be on TV. Mm-hmm. It's been picked up for a second season.
Yes.
We're growing in the numbers every week.
Look at
so
that.
What does God have to say to you through this show? Not how can I pick it apart and not support it because it makes black people look bad. Well, you know what? We're all human beings.
Yes,
we make
are.
Ourselves look bad.
Come on.
And good.
Come on.
You know?
That's true.
So let's
true.
Just keep it real.
And that's what I like about the show. These topics that you touch on, they're real. I'm just going to keep on praying for you that you stay covered and you keep on doing what you're doing because God said so. And for those that would love to keep up with you, how can they do that? Because you are a deep brother. I love it on Twitter. Faith with works. Oh, stop it. Go ahead.
You got to that's fortification. You know, you have to protect yourself with, you know, what you believe in. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I think I'm at capacity with Facebook, but I put out every now and then, you know, when the Lord puts something on my heart, I'll share it on Facebook publicly. So it's
amen.
That's what we do. You know, I'm an actor, but I'm a disciple first and
look
foremost.
Look at that.
And the Lord allows me to do what I love, being an actor, and, you know, gives us a platform to talk about what's important. And
absolutely. And I love what he's doing with you. They see you on TV as Andre, but once they get to know the real Trey, mm-hmm. and you take that opportunity and you speak about God, you got him. By any means necessary, you got him. And I love it. So you keep on doing what you do because I do believe, and I stand on this, it doesn't matter what people think about me. What mm-hmm. matters is what God knows about me. And that's the end of the story. Yes. Simple as that.
Yes,
so keep on doing it.
Thank you.
Love you, Trey Byers
love
in the
you guys
house.
Too. Thank you. Thank you.